This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Thursday, the 11th of April. In a devastating on-air moment, a Channel 7 veteran has announced the tragic death of Sunrise reporter Nathan Templeton. The 44-year-old, father of two, was found near Barwon River in Geelong on Tuesday afternoon after suffering a medical episode. It's understood he was walking his dog at the time. He leaves behind his wife, Kate, and their two young sons, Jack and James. A $1 billion money laundering and tax evasion syndicate has been busted by the Australian Federal Police, who claim 1,200 businesses were cashing in on the scheme. Federal agents have raided homes across Sydney in the last 5 days, seizing $500,000 in cash, mobile phones and gel blasters. They claim to have unravelled the workings of a system that allowed businesses to send electronic fund transfers or checks for non-existent services to a criminal organisation in exchange for a fraudulent invoice. The business then received their funds back as cash minus a commission. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
To South Australia now, where security footage has captured the moments after a 21-year-old Western Suburbs man was stabbed to death in a senseless attack in a quiet industrial street, with police now launching a major murder probe. CCTV shows a man dressed in a light-coloured shirt carrying a skateboard walking along Musgrave Street at Welland at 1:18 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Early police investigations have determined the 21-year-old was in the area for an arranged meet, but police were not able to say which direction he travelled or for what purpose. And Queensland's construction sector has the lowest rate of female participation of any industry, with insiders saying toxic masculinity is locking women out of the sector. Premier Stephen Miles has defended the government's controversial best practice industry conditions policy, which locks in extraordinary penalties for workers on state government construction sites, saying our construction workers work very hard, often under difficult circumstances.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.